Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen on this beautiful Sunday night. It's Memorial Weekend, so I hope everyone's enjoying themselves at their cabins. But being Memorial Weekend, we're going to kind of have a special show tonight. We're going to honor those who served. So for the Four Outdoorsmen shout out, please go to our Facebook page, the Four Outdoorsmen Facebook.com/TheFourOutdoorsmen. We have a post about Memorial Day. And please, if you have a friend or a family member or anyone who has served, please put their name down and we would be happy to read their name on air. Hello, everybody. How are you? I have my friend Barry here. Say hi, Barry.
Hi, everybody.
So I've known Barry for about, what is it, 15 years? Yeah, probably longer than that.
Yeah, at least 15 years at this point, yeah.
So when we were in our early 20s tiling floors together in sweltering heat, did you ever think we'd be on an outdoors radio show together?
Not a chance. No, not at all. No. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes, huh?
So I've known Barry for a long time. We've done a lot of things together, had a lot of fun. I needed someone to come in with me, and he was available. So here he is,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
I am.
And you brought some boys with you. Can you introduce them?
Yes, I've got two of my boys. I've got Logan. Logan, say hello.
Hi.
And Anthony.
Hey.
Welcome, guys. I've done a lot of outdoor stuff with you over the years, actually.
Yes, we have. Yeah,
you've gone fishing in your cabin. What's the name of your town your cabin is on?
It's in Aiken. Yeah, it's a family cabin. We got a cabin up in Aiken. My dad and an uncle and a friend of theirs own it. And so we get up there with the family quite a bit. You've been up there a couple of times. And we've had some interesting adventures. I know. Well, we've just had a good time.
We've got some fish. We've had some good boys' weekends there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usually it's more about just hanging out than fishing there, but we've caught some fish, and you're really into bow hunting, and you're really trying to get me into bow hunting.
Yes, I have been pushing for a while now to get you to get out there and get a bow. Yeah, I am. I have become a big fan of bow hunting. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do it one of these. It's kind of tough with three young boys, but I'm going to do it. I promise you. I'll get a bow this summer, and you'll have to teach me what to do.
Well, it's recorded now, so I'm holding you to it.
Well, we have no Strew. Strew is at his cabin in Chautauqua, Wisconsin. I spent the day with him yesterday. Had a great time. Hello, Strew. I know you're listening, and I think Strew's going to call in about 6:50. Give us the latest report, maybe a couple shout-outs. We had a great time. It was hot. It was hot this weekend.
Yes, it's been very, very hot.
And I don't know about you, but I don't really enjoy fishing when it's 90 and muggy.
Yeah, I got out this morning, and my son actually picked me up this morning, just got a new boat. Well, new to him. It's not a new boat, but for him, it's brand new, and it was kind of an adventure out on the lake this morning. We had some motor troubles. But it was good to get out. It was actually not bad. We were out on the lake at about 6 a.m.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was not bad this morning, but it got steamy pretty quick. So
now we all remember our first boat and some of the issues that had with it. Why don't you give us a quick breakdown of what happened with your son Broderick, who I know very well. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He actually almost offered to buy the Four Outdoorsmen boat, but yeah, not quite ready to get rid of that baby.
Yeah, yeah. So my son Broderick just invested in his first boat, and he got just a little 14-foot Alumacraft. And we were out this morning, and everything's functioning. It's in good shape. Motor starts up. We get out on the lake, and we go probably, I don't know, 100 yards, and motor kills. And poor Broderick is just struggling to get it started again, and got it going, and another 100, 150 yards, and it killed again. And I think he spent the next hour and a half or 2 hours tinkering with it, trying to get it going. He's pretty dedicated, and I'm sure he's at home right now. I don't know if he's listening, but I'm sure he's at home right now, got it all taken apart, trying to get it figured out.
Yeah, I've been there before. I know what that's like. And there's nothing worse than having your father sitting there telling you what to do and how to get the motor going.
Yeah, well, I felt so bad because I could tell he was frustrated, and here I am trying to give him advice, and I honestly know little to nothing about how to fix a motor. So I was no help whatsoever. But you know what? Honestly, to be honest with you, it was kind of a proud moment for me just to be out with my son in his first boat.
Yeah.
You know, even though the motor's not working, it was just kind of cool to be out there. It was gorgeous weather, lakes like glass. I could hear turkeys off in the distance, you know, so it was all right.
Very good. Well, we have a great show tonight. We're going to have, after the break, we're going to have my friend Jay Garstecki. Jay produces a show called Operation Fishing Freedom, which is a show all about taking vets to deal with PTSD issues out on the water to tell their story. So we're going to get into it with him. Also, we have Tony Haberle. Tony is a friend of mine who works with veterans and the outdoors. And I know that he is going, he's on a fishing trip. We're going to talk fishing. We're going to talk vets. It's going to be a great show.
I'm looking forward to it.
Woohoo! So again, like I said, happy Memorial Day. And I read some cool things online. Is everyone that serves the military gives something. And some people give their lives. Some people, you know, give a part of their body. Some people come back with issues. And we just want to thank those who served. I have a couple friends I'd like to give shout outs to. For instance, my friend Charles Bryan, I called him Charlie growing up. We went to grade school together, and we've kept up over the years. So Charlie entered basic training in July 2004 at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio. After he went to Kessler Air Force Base, was in the field of computer system operations. He deployed to Iraq in 2006, Africa in 2007 to 2008, deployed to Afghanistan in 2011. He and his family moved to Las Vegas in 2012 and worked on designing a network for the F-35 fighter. After developing respiratory issues, he was medically retired in 2017 and said if they ever needed him, he would go back. So that's a common thing with vets, is that they're always ready to serve. And the cool thing is about his family, too. Both of his grandfathers served in World War II. His great uncle Donald served in World War II, then went on to become a test pilot, which led him to be one of the first astronauts.
Cool. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'd like to just give a shout out to my grandpa's not with us anymore, but he was a World War II vet and a pretty important guy for our family. And being that we're on an outdoor show, that was something that he absolutely loved, hunting, fishing especially. And I still remember the days taking him out in the boat and just catching sunnies with him.
That's the absolute
blast. But yeah, just a shout out to Gramps. I just appreciate that generation specifically, yeah, and everything they did, World War II. But you know, I know Anthony's grandpa Lee also served. I really, really am thankful for everything that our vets have done. I've got a cousin David who did a tour with the Marines over in Afghanistan, and it is amazing to me the sacrifice that you guys have made, all you veterans out there. So I just really appreciate it.
I'll give a shout out to my father, David, who was drafted and served in the Vietnam War as a military police. He never went overseas, but he gave 2 years of service to the country. And thank you, Dad. I appreciate it very much. And Papa Vaughn, for those who are listening, Boomer is in Grandview Lodge in Brainerd, and if you go on his social media, you can see he caught some great fish this weekend. He's with his wonderful wife. They're celebrating their one-year anniversary.
Congratulations,
it's been
guys.
1 year already. But his dad, Papa Vaughn Stelmack, he served in Vietnam in the Navy, I believe, and he helped work on some of the maps for military operations and things like that.
Cool.
So thank you. And, I went fishing with my son Nick and Boomer on Thursday at Waconia. And the bad thing about this super, super hot weather is storms come up out of nowhere.
I know.
So we were out. We had a great time. We were fishing for crappies. It was super windy. So there's nothing worse than knowing the spot where the fish are and you can't fish it properly. There's wind just howling across the lake. And I know the crappies were up in the reeds, and we just couldn't get up there. So we went kind of behind an island. Nick had a great time. He caught 7 or 8 fish. He caught a bass, a crappie, and a bluegill.
Way to go,
one
Nick.
Night.
Nice job.
So, yeah, and thanks for Boomer to taking us out in his competitor 205. It was a great time. The new Loom Craft, it sure turns heads. It's just fantastic. But so we finally got in. We were having dinner, and we saw the black cloud coming across the lake. Oh, so we're out on the porch. And then all of a sudden, bam, we grabbed our plates, ran inside, grabbed the kid, everything, and it was just a downpour.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, we barely made it in this weekend as well. We've actually been hunkered down with the heat and with the storms. pretty much been inside all weekend. My boys have been enjoying way too many hours of Fortnite, I'm afraid.
So, I've been learning about that game lately.
Yeah, it's pretty popular.
I think Boomer's hooked on that sucker too, so we have to give him crap for it.
Yeah, Boomer, you're going to have to give me some pointers because I am terrible, my boy.
Also, I'd like to give a shout out to a friend, Travis. I met Travis at the Minnesota Bound Crappie Contest, and he is going to be mad at me for mentioning his name, but he said, "Hey, bud, I'd like to mention something particular during the radio show. Please don't thank me. Thank those that made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our country and didn't make it home for their loved ones." So I had to mention your name, Travis. Thank you very much for everything you do. And thanks, everyone, listening. Again, go to The Four Outdoorsmen on Facebook and post a shout-out to any vets you want, and we'll take it from there.
Absolutely.
So your stepson, Anthony, likes to fish. You want to hop on the mic there?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I was up with Logan last week, and we did a little fishing. We had a little bit of success, but Anthony, when I got back, wanted to know how we did and wanted to find out what we used, where we were fishing, what we caught, and he's very knowledgeable. He knows way more about bait and tackle than what I know. I might have been out on the water a little longer than he has, just because I'm older, but this kid really knows his stuff and really enjoys his time. So tell me, what's your favorite lure at this point?
I like a little buzz bait with maybe like a craw on the end, but like you can go with the drop shot or a Texas rig or football jig with a worm. Those are good.
So you're a bass man. Is that your number one target?
Yeah, I like to go for bass, and then I go for walleye with my grandpa.
Where do you guys fish?
Up in Canada in Lake of the Woods.
That is the best place to go fishing.
Absolutely.
Larry, Mark and Larry Bearfasting Fishtails lives up there, and it's a great place. I went to Lake of the Woods 2 or 3 years ago, and I caught the biggest walleye and the biggest smallmouth of my life within an hour, and probably the biggest crappie I've ever caught up there. It's just an amazing fishery. So how did you get introduced into fishing, and who do you have to thank for that? I'm guessing it's a dad or a grandpa, or maybe even Barry takes you out once in a while.
Well, I remember my first big fishing trip was up when my grandpa took me to Canada. That's like when I really got into it, and then I met a friend. He liked to fish, and then I just kept going from there.
Yeah, awesome. Let's give a shout out to Luke, by the way. Anthony's friend Luke played basketball with him and is an outstanding fisherman, and he and Anthony plan to go pro someday is what I hear. So
yeah.
It's not easy, I'll tell you. Boomer's wife is a pro angler on the FLW Tour, and it's kind of hard to believe how much work is involved in that. Yeah. You almost have to be better at marketing than fishing, to be honest with you. So that's a great goal to have. Keep practicing. Does your high school have a bass fishing team yet?
I don't believe so, but
That's just exploding. We had a guy on from Lakeville last week who I think they had 62 guys on their team.
Oh, wow.
I know Brainerd has 100 and something guys on their team. So that's something that you should look into because it's really cool. And also colleges now have, I know that Gophers have a bass fishing team and they've done really well. So
really,
keep it up, man. Keep it up.
Well, he's an up and comer. I know he enjoys it.
Well, you got to take a break from Fortnite once in a while, right?
Yeah, get outside.
Get outdoors. That's Boomer's line. So we have a great show. We want to thank everyone for listening. I hope you're enjoying your family at a cabin. We can't do this show without our great sponsors that help us out. First off, I'd like to thank Alumacraft, Families Fishing Forever. They're a great company that has supported us. Boomer has a beautiful Alumacraft 205 competitor that I got to fish in Thursday, and I can't say enough about that boat. It's fantastic. Osseo Power Sports, if you want to get your ATV, UTV checked out, they have a $50 oil change special. Well, they'll look up everything and get everything running for you. Fishing Buddy Cooler, I'll tell you, on these 90-degree days, there's nothing worse than opening up worms or leeches and having them stink and be dead. And Fishing Buddy Cooler will keep your bait dry and cold for 8 hours on a 90-degree day. So Fishing Buddy Cooler, thank you very much. Thank you, Lakes Trading Company, the best gun shop in the Twin Cities. They had an unfortunate fire about a month ago, but they are up and running. So check their Facebook page and learn more about Lakes Trading Company. Who else am I missing? I think that's about it. Blackfish gear. I'll tell you, I've been using Blackfish gear these last couple days, and it keeps you very nice and cool and keeps the sun off you. I made a big mistake at Stru's house. I had my wife put sunscreen lotion on my back. Okay. And I'm 6'4", yeah. And my wife's 5'4", and the spray didn't seem to reach the top of my shoulders.
Which is where you need it the most.
Which is where I need it the most. Yeah. So I've been like a lobster today, yeah. And it's been brutal. But thanks, everyone, for listening. Again, go to our Facebook page. I don't have any other shout-outs at the moment, but we just want to thank all our veterans on this day, and we can't wait to have Jay Garstecki coming on after the break. I know Stru's going to call in, and we're also going to have Tony Haberle. So thank you, everybody. And what's new on the radar with you? Are you going to go fishing anytime soon?
Well, speaking of that, Broderick's hoping to get his motor up and running, and I'm hoping that we'll get out in the next couple of days again. And then I think I talked to someone recently. I texted someone, and he said we should get out. So I think you and I are supposed to be getting out sometime soon. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't have anything set, but, yeah, planning to get out.
So how did you get into the outdoors? I know that your dad got you into it, and I know that your uncle is really into it.
Yeah.
Can you kind of talk about how you – developed your love for the outdoors?
Yeah, well, you know, I really, really enjoy the outdoors. My dad took me fishing when I was younger. My uncle is a far more avid and experienced outdoorsman than what my dad is, and he's pretty passionate about it. So he's probably exposed me, or he's the one who got me into bow hunting, and I've really enjoyed that. I'm not nearly as passionate as a lot of guys are, but I just really enjoy my time out there. I just really enjoy getting outdoors. I'm far from an expert, but
I think we're both on the same page,
yeah,
on this one.
Yeah, I think we have some stories. Yeah, it's I think you and I both. I mean, we just really enjoy getting out there, enjoying time with family. You now with the three boys. There's nothing better than having those boys at the end of the dock and. Get whether it's just sunnies or crappies or whatever, it's a great time to spend with family.
Do you have any quick advice for a father with three really young boys, coming from a father with three older boys, how to get them involved in the outdoors?
Well, you know what? Just have patience. be prepared to untangle a lot of lines. Just have patience and just continue to get them out there. Encourage them to get out there. Have fun with them.
Amen, brother. Well, you're listening to the Four Outdoorsmen on Memorial Weekend. Happy Memorial Weekend, everybody. Remember to honor those who served. And we'll be back after the break with Jay Garstecki of Operation Fishing Freedom.
Missed part of Bob Outdoors? No problem. Just click on the Weekend tab at mybobcountry.com to listen back to the Four Outdoorsmen anytime.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Families fishing forever, the motto of Alumacraft, the best aluminum boat company in the market. Boomer here. Alumacraft boats have been a part of our family's fishing adventures for the last 5 years. Whether we're chasing walleyes, going after bass, or panfish, Alumacraft has always covered the gamut of fishability. Dry rides and amazing space are just part of the value we love in our Alumacraft. To learn more about the Alumacash Red Tag Sale, where you can save up to $2,000, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo, the official Power Sports dealer of the Four Outdoorsmen and Minnesota's top Honda dealer. Check out the spring oil change and inspection special. For $49, you can get an oil and filter change along with a full unit inspection. Check out the great deals on new Hondas and huge deals on last year's models. Mention Bob FM, you get a free Osseo Power Sports t-shirt. Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo. OsseoPowerSports.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Barr from Juice Baits. When you're fishing with soft plastics this season, you're going to rock it when you choose Juice Baits. Juice Baits are a less expensive alternative with a huge variety of options, such as craw tubes, creature baits, Sankos, tubes and jig trailers, swim baits and finesse worms, and a wide selection of crappie baits. See the entire selection of Juice Baits at juicebaits.com and like our Facebook page. When you hit the water, throw the juice. Juice Baits, a Minnesota company.
Boomer here to introduce a new way to keep your bait fresh and cool, no matter how hot the temperature gets outside. Fishing Buddy Cooler. This patented design is built to keep your leeches, worms, and live bait feisty all day long for those prized walleyes, crappies, and panfish. No more mess in your food and drink cooler or wasting bait from baking in the sun. Live bait can be expensive, and this simple solution pays for itself in no time. Fishing Buddy Cooler. Order yours now at FishingBuddyCooler.com.
Dolphin Car Wash in Elk River would like to wish all of its customers a happy and safe Memorial Day. And remember, don't text and drive. And the full service bay is now open for business with the exciting new and expanded service packages. Dolphin Car Wash, we dry harder.
Caring for your parents, learning you have a health condition. These are moments when people realize that where you get your medicine matters. And they look to CVS Pharmacy for advice and ways to save money. Plus, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. So join us at CVS Pharmacy. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/pharmacy rewards or the pharmacy for details.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. Because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up your grass.
It's my secret recipe for a great-looking lawn.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Total Country Bob FM.
And we're back with the Four Outdoorsmen on this beautiful Memorial weekend. I'm here with my friend Barry.
Hello, everyone.
And Logan.
Hello.
And Anthony.
Hey.
Anthony, you said you wanted to give a shout out to your grandpa. Mike's all yours, buddy.
Yeah, I just like to thank my grandpa. As you heard, he got me into fishing. He lets me and Barry go up to the ranch and go hunt, which is pretty fun. And yeah, it's his birthday today, so I just like to say happy birthday, Gramps. And when you're listening to the recording, just happy birthday, and I hope you like your gift of bringing us to the Twins game this weekend against the Indians. Yeah, I love
it. So his gift was taking you to a game.
Me and my mom got us tickets.
Oh,
me and my
cool.
brother were bringing my gramps up to the game against the Indians, so it's going to be a fun time. We're going to get bobbleheads. And
was this the grandpa that served?
Yeah, I think he was in the Air Force.
Cool. Do you know what theater he was in?
Not for sure.
I'll put you on the spot again. Do you know how old he turned today?
70. 71.
That was cheating.
That's all right. I can give him a little help. That's all right.
So we're trying to get Jay on the line. I know Jay said he was out this weekend, I'm sure, with his family. So we're going to keep trying him. But if we can't, our good friend Mark said he would join us. We might get a hold of Boomer or Strew to talk for a while. So we're just going to wing it. For the guy that never, ever talks on the radio, I'm going to do the absolute best I can. And stumble.
I'll do what I can.
This.
Yes, and I'll do what I can to fill in as someone who's never been on the radio either.
Nothing but pros here on the Bob Network.
Yes.
We love what we do. And again, happy Memorial Weekend. I want to thank everybody. Go to our Facebook page and do a shout out. Oh, I wanted to mention we also have an Instagram page now. We thought we'd keep up with all the young whippersnappers. So make sure that you follow us on Instagram. It's the number 4 Outdoorsman. The number 4 Outdoorsman, and we'll try to update stuff on that. Now, what else did you say we have to be on Snapchat? Can one of you guys explain to me what Snapchat is?
Yeah, Logan.
Logan, go ahead.
Logan.
What do you need to know?
Well, I know that it's an app where you post something and then it disappears right away. So that's how you send nudes to people, right?
Sure.
Just kidding. How does Snapchat
Stop.
Work?
You're going to get me in trouble.
Is there like a timeline like everything
so like,
else?
You can put it on your story, which is like everyone that's following you can go look at it and it'll stay there for 24 hours. But if you're trying to send it to specific people, they'll click it, open it, and then it'll be gone right away.
So you can have like a regular story.
Right. So if you put it on your story, everyone that's following you will be able to look at your story and it'll be there for 24 hours.
Barry mentioned that you had a sun fishing story. You want to tell us that one?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, when I was like, what, six, was it?
I think so, yeah.
I caught a sunfish, and I went to show it to my dad.
You were pretty excited about this fish.
I know. I was super excited because it was like, what, one of my first ones or something like that?
Well, I don't know. I think we were just up there, and you were excited.
Having fun, yeah.
Yeah, because any fish when you're 6 years old is exciting.
Right, and then I went to step backwards thinking there was a dock there, and there wasn't, and I fell in the water.
Did you get pulled out right away? Did you have a life jacket on?
I had a life jacket on.
Yes, he did have a life jacket on, and we've got the picture. He had long pants and a sweatshirt, and I've got the teary-eyed picture of him standing soaking wet and crying at the end of the dock. And the reason we took a picture, because miraculously, he maintained the fish, and we still hung on to
that's
the
That's all
fish.
That matters, dude. So,
yeah,
that matters.
So that Sonny wrestled you into the lake, and somehow we managed to still land it.
Fantastic. Well, I think since we're struggling here, we might bring on our friend Mark Fisher. Are you over there, Mark? Can you spend some time with us?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, sir. How are you doing this Memorial weekend?
Well, kind of scrambling around like everybody else, you know, making the most out of the holiday. And I found myself, part of it is the fact that the weather is so doggone tough to be outside in, but just doing projects around the house. I did the sacrificial weekend, and yeah, we're just working and wailing away, buddy, and so it feels good now. I can, you know, it's one of those things where when you feel like you're gonna go and fish and you want to go and fish, if you get some stuff out of the way, it becomes more satisfying and more meaningful, instead of in the back of your head you've got, golly, should have mowed the lawn. And then you go down from my list onto her list, and that's a collision course.
I hear you.
You know?
I hear you. It's so hot out. Can you go over some tips on catching fish when it's 90 degrees and still and muggy out there?
You know, the interesting thing, take ourselves away from the fact that some of the fish are in the throes of spawning, and some of the fish have already spawned and are recouped. That's where I start the season. And your question is a great one, because once fish go through the reproduction process, after that, everything's all about feeding and living in a comfort zone.
Right.
You know, because fish basically do three things. They reproduce, they live in a comfortable environment, and then they go off and they're always on the prowl looking for something to eat. And so right now, you know, the shallows have been busy. They've been extremely busy, and they're still busy. And no matter what species of fish you're fishing for, this is a great time of year to start shallow and work yourself deep. So when you do that, and the fact that Minnesota has so many lakes that have stocked walleyes, those fish gravitate to vegetation. That's natural to them versus gravel bars and rock and, sand depressions and those types of things that you would come from a normal walleye type of lake. So, yeah, get to the weeds, and by all means, and start there. And you don't need to be real aggressive, because right now you can just kind of take your time and fish and enjoy the cast, and whether you're trolling or you're making a cast.
Do you think it's messed with? It's hard to believe when you look outside that 4 weeks ago we had ice on the lake.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine, you know, I imagine that's kind of screwing things up for everything. I was on Waconia Thursday, and I noticed that the crappies hadn't quite spawned yet, and some of the panfish. And I've been up north, and, I, you know, I think some of them have. So it's kind of, I suppose it's a lake by lake basis on where you're going to find those fish, huh?
Yeah, really. And you know the deal. It's fishing is so much like hunting. You always look to where they're supposed to be for a rule of thumb. Don't go and try and find them in illogical places. So what I mean by that is if you're deer hunting, obviously, if you stick to the trails. If you're pheasant hunting, there are some things that you do if you're fishing corn or hunting cornfields or ditches. And in fishing, it's the same thing. Look at the calendar, as I was saying. This is that time of year where they're reproducing and they're moving around. And water temperature has a big deal to do with what's going on right now, as does the sun. The sun and the angle of the sun right now, is really accelerating, along with the heat that we're getting, is really accelerating the vegetation growth. And when that happens, in as much as a couple weeks ago on Lake Minnetonka, noticed a lot of crappies sitting out deep on deep points, mm-hmm, over the top of weeds in 10 to 12 feet of water. And it's like, okay, so these guys have already been in for that first spring run through, kind of the practice push, and then they'll come in a couple weeks later for the spawn.
Yeah.
But that first round, they're just in there feeding. So I think the fascinating part about it is oftentimes, and I've made this suggestion to aspiring anglers and people that want to get out and try to be successful on their own, which is wonderful, is just put the trolling motor into the water and get in the shallows and put it on about 3/4%.
Right.
And just look. If you see bait, that's good. If you see fish swimming in front of you, that's really good. The two together and some vegetation, start to slow down, pick up the rod, go until you don't see any fish, then turn the boat back around and work that area.
Have bass spawned yet, or are they the latecomers in the group?
You know, they're the walleyes and pike are done, and for the most part, and bass are right in there. You know, it's really funny. If you can go and look at a river system, and river systems can be totally different than a lake. And, you know, here again, this time of year, all decisions made about spawning are predicated by those three things. The warmth of the water, obviously, and I would say the moon phase.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is their body clock.
Right.
And when two of those three things collide, it's going to happen. And what's really fascinating, and I've seen it, I mean, not read about it, but I've witnessed on lakes as well as river systems where those fish will come in, not be in the shallows, and just because something happened and two of those things fired off, that those fish went in at night, spun the beds overnight, and did the thing, and there's only one left to guard the nest. And it's amazing. And it's the difference of just creeping up maybe 2 degrees warmer.
Right.
And they're gone. They're all over.
And it's really fun to see when you start seeing the bass beds and you see these monsters sitting on the nest. And I remember, especially as a kid growing up, and tootling around in our little boat with my dad and just seeing these massive bass spawning. Then we'd try everything, and I mean everything, to catch these things. You know, we'd throw a plastic worm and, mm-hmm, and the bass would pick it up and move it out of its nest. So
right.
It's amazing how they're not interested really in eating when they're really into the spawn. Is there any trick on catching those spawning bass, or should you just leave them alone?
There's two schools of thought. Some of my buddies from years ago, Greg and Paul Thorne, we used to fish together years ago, the original Thorne brothers, and they were real nuts and bolts. They were excellent, and still are today, excellent anglers, but they always brought up a point. It's like, you know what? They get to do it. They get to reproduce once a year.
Yeah.
Let them have their right.
Right.
And I still kind of go with that, not trying to be a smart guy or a purist or anything of that nature. It's just the fact that if I happen upon catching one on a bed, fine, you know, and I'll be the first one to say and admit that, you know, in competitive fishing, sometimes you have to go to it. Last year I fished a tournament on Lake Vermilion, and that was the only thing going. Because, right, as you said, the fish were not going. Well, I mean, experience tells me I can go and check this bank over here, and it's going to be literally riddled like the craters on the moon. I mean, there's beds everywhere, and you just pick five and you go.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not going to screw up the habitat of that lake, and you're not going to screw up a year class, certainly by taking a few fish, but I prefer not to. The other thing that's interesting about this time of year, and you hit it on the head, buddy, is that when they're not interested, they are not interested.
Right.
And the only way, and I'll say it because, you know, we try not to hold anything back on the shows, and that is you just aggravate them into biting. I'm not going to tell you how you do it, but I can tell you. I can tell you there's always, number one, there's always a sweet spot, what we call a sweet spot on a spawning bed. There's one spot where more eggs have been deposited,
you
know, and you can't see them, you know, because it's virtually hard to see with the wind blowing and things happening in the off-colored water. But there's discernibly a sweet spot. And the way you find the sweet spot, and I'll share this, is that when that fish does a circle,
mm-hmm,
I mean, it's a U-turn. You know you're close to that spot. And I'm saying this because it is fascinating. It's one of these things that I think, instead of trying to catch the fish, go and observe the fish.
Right. That's great point.
And that's what I enjoy about fishing. It's not always catching fish because they're going to win probably more often than I am. And I'm just being honest. But the cool part about it is if you spend time on the water, you've got to come off the body of water learning something for the day.
Right.
If you don't learn anything coming off the body of water, you kind of spun your wheels. You should have mowed the lawn.
That's great advice. I wonder if you do catch one of those spawning bass, do you think, mm-hmm, it will go back there like nothing
always
happened?
Always.
Okay.
They're so programmed. Once they're snatched off a bed, take a picture really quick.
Right.
Put that fish right back in the water, and they're on it. Because what they're doing is they're always trying to defend from,
yep,
you know, small sunfish that are coming in and eating the eggs. And those potato chip sunnies are all over in the shallows because they know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't long before, it's not going to be long after that, their family's getting picked apart a little bit. But
for sure, I would think, especially if you release it close to where the nest was, you know, and you're quick about it. And I'm really talking about fishing with a kid, you know, where you observe this giant bass and you're not leaving there without at least trying to get it with a little kid. So.
Right. You know, and oftentimes that point you just made, if you can take a kid out, get them on a spot where you go, my goodness, you know how big this fish is? I have only maybe caught one this size, and
right. You've
got the opportunity to see one. Let's see if we can catch it, and I'll show you what this fish is doing, and let's see if we can catch this fish together. You catch it, they hold it, they put it in their arms, and I would guarantee that kid is going to want to try to figure out a way to catch a second one.
Definitely.
You know, and I think that's what we get to do in fishing. It's not like pulling the trigger and the bird drops or the deer drops. We get a shot at releasing something that we just had success with, you know?
Fantastic. Well, thanks for hopping on with us.
All right, buddy.
I really appreciate that. And there's nothing better than having a Hall of Fame fisherman on deck when one of your guests doesn't answer his phone.
All right. It's all teamwork, buddy. You have a great holiday and your guests as well.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right, we'll be back with Tony Haberle after the break on The Four Outdoorsmen.
Just enjoying Bob Outdoors with The Four Outdoorsmen on a Sunday evening. It's a good thing.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Families fishing forever. The motto of Alumacraft, the best aluminum boat company in the market. Boomer here. Alumacraft boats have been a part of our family's fishing adventures for the last 5 years. Whether we're chasing walleyes, going after bass, or panfish, Alumacraft has always covered the gamut of fishability. Dry rides and amazing space are just part of the value we love in our Alumacraft. To learn more about the Alumacash Red Tag Sale, where you can save up to $2,000, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro. The staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo, the official power sports dealer of the 4 Outdoorsman and Minnesota's top Honda dealer. Check out the spring oil change and inspection special. For $49, you can get an oil and filter change along with a full unit inspection. Check out the great deals on new Hondas and huge deals on last year's models. Mention Bob FM, you get a free Osseo Power Sports t-shirt. Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo. OsseoPowerSports.com.
Hi, this is Tyler Barr from Juice Baits. Juice Baits is a Minnesota company based out of Brainerd. Juice Baits are tried, true, and tested by me and my brother Kyle, who are both high school fishing state champions. And we know a good bait, so we came up with Juice Baits. Buy the whole line of soft plastics infused with the juice and get ready for boatloads of fish this season. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and see the whole Juice Baits story on the web at juicebaits.com.
Boomer here to introduce a new way to keep your bait fresh and cool, no matter how hot the temperature gets outside. Fishing Buddy Cooler. This patented design is built to keep your leeches, worms, and live bait feisty all day long for those prized walleyes, crappies, and panfish. No more mess in your food and drink cooler or wasting bait from baking in the sun. Live bait can be expensive, and this simple solution pays for itself in no time. Fishing Buddy Cooler. Order yours now at FishingBuddyCooler.com.
Ray's Auto Body in Princeton would like to wish everyone a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. Please take time to honor our veterans and currently serving military members. And please don't let distracted driving spoil your weekend. Ray's Auto Body, experienced auto repair since 1996. Ray's Auto Body, Princeton.com.
Need a change? I mean a real change of scenery to have some fun? Book your trip now to the Riverside Resort and Casino in Laughlin, Nevada. It's an easy trip on a chartered Sun Country jet to sun, sand, swimming pools, shows, dancing, taking a first-run movie at Riverside's own Sixplex Theater. Go bowling, check out the collection of classic cars, and of course, enjoy Nevada-style gaming. Come on, you deserve a change. Have some fun and book your trip to the Riverside Resort and Casino. Go to riversideresort.com.
Caring for your parents, learning you have a health condition. These are moments when people realize that where you get your medicine matters. And they look to CVS Pharmacy for advice and ways to save money. Plus, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. So join us at CVS Pharmacy. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/pharmacy rewards or the pharmacy for details.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. Because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up your grass.
It's my secret recipe for a great-looking lawn.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Total Country Bob FM.
Welcome back to the Four Outdoorsmen on Memorial Weekend. This is producer Mark struggling along with my friend Barry. Say hi, Barry.
Hi, everyone.
And we want to thank our veterans for serving on this Memorial Day. And on the line is a friend of mine, Tony Haberly. Tony, are you there?
Yeah, I got you, Mark.
Well, where are we getting you from today, Tony?
Oh, we're fishing the north side of Lake Geneva. You're in Alexandria this Memorial Day weekend.
Nice. You spending a weekend trip there? Did you go to fish, or did you go to relax and just happen to do some fishing?
You know what, Mark? Being a vet, a little bit of both. We've enjoyed fishing since Thursday, we've just kind of been enjoying the weekend and just bracing it and helping other vets.
Fantastic, man. Well, I'm going to give a little backstory on you, humble you a little bit, but Tony has been a friend of mine for a year, a former sergeant in the United States Army. He also worked with my wife at the VA. You're currently a pro staff on Fishing for Life, Fish in Style, Line Cutters, Shady Raids, Mad Duck Ice Rods, and Engel Coolers. Did I get all those right?
That, you're spot on, brother.
Do you get any extra swag or cash from me mentioning that on air?
You know, I appreciate the shout out, and you know, that's way above my pay grade. You know, I'm here to just bend poles. That's if I'm not serving vets, I like just being out here bending the poles.
Well, we've bumped heads at just about every outdoors event in the last 5 years, and I know how much you do for vets and for folks in the outdoors, and I know you especially through Fishing for Life. We just had our big Minnesota Bound crappie contest benefiting Fishing for Life. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about Fishing for Life, what it does, and how they can help you guys out?
Oh, for sure, Mark. Fishing for Life is a great community-based Christian organization. We've been serving vets and inner-city youth for the past 11 years. So Tom Goodrich, shout-out to Tom Goodrich, who is also a U.S. Army veteran, founded it, and we host upwards of 60 to 70 lake events and ice fishing events throughout the year, and we just had the crappie contest last weekend, and we serve veterans and inner-city youth by fishing and outdoor programming.
Very cool, man, and we do appreciate everything you do. Can you tell me a little bit about your service, what you went in, and if you want to give a shout-out to a few of your friends you served with, this time is for you, buddy, so go ahead, okay?
Oh, for sure. You know, I had a great run in the U.S. Army for a few years, a couple of combat tours, and I came back to help serve vets. I want to do personally a big shout-out to my grandpa. He was a World War II veteran, passed away 2 years ago. His name was Will Haberly. And then my dad is Vietnam. He was U.S. Navy, so Charles Haberly, Mr. Tom Goodrich, and Steve Cruikshank from Fishing for Life, U.S. Army, Larry McCullough, and Glenn Washington, U.S. Army.
Fantastic. Now, I saw you at the opening of Gander Outdoors a few months ago. Are you still with Gander Outdoors?
You know, I am not. I ended up, you know, due to some of my service, I started having seizures.
Oh.
So I stepped away, and I'm still a big affiliate, and we're just rocking and rolling. Whenever they have Q&As for fishing questions, I still get phone calls, and it's amazing.
That's cool,
you know,
man. I noticed that
to get that Gander Outdoors up and running was amazing.
So I noticed that, you know, we had our friend Jay on for Operation Fishing Freedom, and it seems like there's something about fishing and hunting and getting outdoors that tends to help veterans deal with everything they got going on. Can you kind of give your theory on why you think that getting outdoors helps vets?
You know, Mark, that's the one thing that I can't stress enough with these families and these vets in the boat is just getting out in the outdoors. There's something, I call it a spiritual experience, a godly thing, but there's something about being on the water and being out the outdoors that helps. Well, me transition, it helped me transition, but it helps so many vets that we deal with year-round, the impact and the importance of the family. You know, I heard Mark talk about it, I heard you talk about it, you know, Fisher talked about it. Just getting the family out there, and that's Boomer's motto.
Yeah.
You know, just get the family out there and just be with nature. You know, I can't stress it enough. There's something about being on the water that's great.
That's fantastic. So before I let you go, we got to ask the million-dollar question. How are you guys doing fishing this weekend? I saw you sent me some great pictures. Are you putting the hammer down or what?
A few walleyes in the deeps, and they're transitioning right now. And, you know, I heard Fisher talk about the bass and the crappie spawning. So early in the mornings and late in the evenings, we've been doing great. Great
awesome.
On the walleyes.
Fantastic, man. Well, I'll let you get back to it and your friends. I think Stru's on the line here. We're going to go say hi to Stru, but I just want to say thank you for your service. And not only that, thank you for everything you do for vets coming back. It's just amazing, guys like you, how much time and effort you spend in helping people. So a big shout out to you and our from the Four Outdoorsmen, and I hope to keep more in contact with you and have you on more often if that's all right with you.
That's outstanding, Mark. I appreciate you guys. You guys do great work and keep it up.
All right, man. Thanks. That's Tony Haberle, and he's out in Alexandria right now. And I think we have Stru on the line. Stru, are you there, buddy?
You got Stru Man here.
Hi, Stru. How's it going?
Are we on the line yet?
We are. You're live on the Bob Total Country Network.
Bob Total Country. I'm going to tell you what, before we get, I got a few things I got to say, of course, but I want you to listen to my granddaughter, Claire. I mean, what's your name? Clara. Hang on a second.
Hi, my name is Clara Heinen. I'm 8 years old. I'm the best boat jocker in the world. This weekend, I started boat jocking my grandparents. I hope you guys should try it. Happy Memorial Day. I love you.
There you go. Thanks, sweetheart.
That's fantastic.
What, yeah, Clara, well, she was docking our boat today, the pontoon boat, and did a wonderful job. Josie's here. George is here. My grandkids. We had a whole bunch of fun. It's been a wonderful, wonderful weekend. How you guys? Hey, Mark, you're sounding really good. Thanks for being on the air. And without Mark, without Boomer and I, how you guys doing out there?
We're doing all right. You know, I'm not the big talker of the group, so it's not quite as natural for me. And we miss you. I just got to say that.
Yeah, I tell you what, we talked about, okay, shout-outs, right? Okay, shout-outs is the name of the game.
Yep.
We are all so very, I won't take much of your time.
Well, we got you the rest of the show, buddy.
We're very, very blessed to have the military take care of us, to give us the opportunity to do what we do right now. I'm in Chautauqua, Wisconsin with my grandkids, my family, my wife, my son and daughter-in-law, and we're blessed because of what the military has done for us. And I tell you what, never, ever, ever forget that. If you won't, I definitely will not as well. I want to do a shout-out to Jerry Yellen. And Jerry Yellen is one of the guys we had on the year before who passed away. He's a World War II vet. This guy flew over Iwo Jima 18, 19 times. He was the first guy to fly over Iwo Jima, the last guy to fly out of Iwo Jima. He's no longer with us. He's become a good friend of Diana's and mine. Thank you very much for being what you got part of the military and what you guys do. So we're very, very blessed.
You actually got some time. Didn't you go to Iowa and actually visit with Jerry?
Yeah, I did. As a matter of fact, Diane and I snuck down to spend a day with Jerry Yellen. He's a World War II vet. We spent the entire day there and heard about his career in World War II. And I'll tell you what, that is getting me rarer, more rare, and more rare as we go along here, because that was 1947, whatever it was. It was a great experience. We learned a lot. He became a good friend of ours. He passed away on New Year's Eve 2017. So it was a great experience.
Why don't you give a shout-out to your friend Gino there for taking your grandson to catch his first walleye. Why don't you talk about his experience?
How did you hear about that?
I was at your place yesterday, Stru.
My grandson George?
Yeah,
he caught his walleye. Gene Schoenfest is a good friend of ours in Chautauqua, Wisconsin here, and Gene was in the military as well, and he is taking, as a matter of fact, right now, I'm sitting by the hot tub with a cocktail with my gorgeous wife, my family here, and Gene is out fishing with my grandson, George. They've been out there for about 4 or 5 hours right now. A shout out to those guys. And it cost me a lot of money because George has caught about 15 to 20 fish today. It cost me about 20 cents or 25 cents a fish for all of my grandkids.
Nothing like getting a kid outdoors by paying him to catch fish. But, hey, it worked.
No, I tell you, it's so nice to be here. So, hey, Mark, thanks for giving me the opportunity to be away with my family and Boomer as well up north in Brainerd, I think. And with his wife for the one-year anniversary, congratulations, Nicole and Boomer. Mark, you're doing a hell of a job. Thank you for all you do. The Four Outdoorsman loves you. And thank you again for all the military guys. Happy Memorial Day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to do what we do.
Well, that's great, Stru. You enjoy some time with your family there. Have a cocktail for me. I enjoyed your hot tub yesterday. And I wanted to thank you so much for inviting my boys and I up there yesterday to spend some time. It's nice. Chautauqua is just nice and so close, and it's hard. My dad has a cabin that's 4.5, 5 hours away, And that's kind of hard to do sometimes with the little ones, but your place is just fantastic there. And thanks for having us up there. And they're still talking about it, that's for sure.
You know, my favorite saying is, right, every day is a gift, and I mean it sincerely. We are all blessed. Take care of you guys. Have a great Memorial Day. Be safe. And thanks for supporting the Four Outdoorsmen.
All right. Thanks, Drew. Enjoy your day tomorrow with your family, okay?
You bet. Love you, buddy. Love you very much. Bye-bye.
Well, that's the Strew Man. He's in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, and I'm glad he could call in. But we're kind of winding down on the show here, so I want to thank Barry for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for having me here. I'm glad I could come and keep Strew's seat warm.
Are you ready to be a radio professional now?
I think the jury's out on that. but I certainly have enjoyed being here. I appreciate you allowing me and my boys to come in and, you know, just experience this with you. And, you know, it's, I think, fun for the two boys, and it's been fun for me to be here and just see what it's like to do the show and just to, you know, just talk and BS with you a little bit.
Fantastic. Well, I just want to say, everyone, enjoy your weekend with your family. Remember what Memorial Day is all about. It's all about those who served and those who paid the ultimate price for that. Again, we thank you so much for everything you've done. I wanted to thank Tony Haberle for being on. He's a great friend and does a lot. We're bummed we couldn't get Jay on. We'll have him on again, but check out Operation Fishing Freedom. It's a show where he gets vets outdoors to talk about their lives and everything. So happy Memorial Weekend. Enjoy yourselves, everybody. Stay safe. Wear your life jackets. And do you want to say Boomer's line? Do you know what he says at the end of every show?
Fishing, family, and something else.
That's a Lumacross motto. He says, get outdoors.
Oh, there we go.
Bob Outdoors continues with Hall of Fame Fishing.